Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings and greetings, blessed souls. This is Dunzo Shugudman, and we're alive because we want to thrive in Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercy. It is now the 26th day of the Hebrew month Menachem Av. Surely the Father shall come to comfort the children of woman and man to access the divine plan, Torah Nitzchi, eternal Torah. And part of that plan that the Almighty has is to reveal to us through the teachings of His Holy Torah that we should come to know from our early roots in the history of the human family who initially blessed us after a seminal event in the history of the human family. Namely, if you go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, you see that the Most High blessed Noah and his sons, which included Noah's wife, and Noah's sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives, with a special blessing. And in this week's Torah portion, which is that we of Israel will be reading this week in congregations around the world, Parshat Re'eh, which literally means see. But before I get into this week's Torah portion, I'd like to read the teaching, which amplifies the sensitivity that each one of us should try to meditate upon and then pray upon and then open up our meditations, our inner understanding through our prayers, that we should come not only to intellectually observe this concept into our right, left, and back brain levels of awareness, but we should bring it down and reveal healthy emotions within our blessed hearts. The following teaching. This is a teaching by Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar, also known as the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, who taught the following in his oral Torah commentary, Torah Shabbat Peh, in Genesis 2, verse 1. And he taught the following, blessed souls. The Most High transcends and encompasses the universe. At the same time, the Almighty imbues, enlivens this universe with life. In truth, everything that exists possesses the quality, the ability to recognize the Creator according to its nature and spiritual level. Living beings, whether or not they possess the faculty of speech, as we understand speech on the human level, which includes the living beings of vegetation, even inanimate objects, every creature has within its DNA, I'm adding that in there, the Arachayim didn't talk about DNA, maybe there was a term from Hebrew back then, but I'm not aware of it, in the Kabbalistic teachings, but anyway, every creature longs for the Most High, and the Most High cares for every creature. Therefore, the Almighty made the earth a sphere to teach us that all the earth's inhabitants should feel equally close to Him. Now, let's like to go on to the first verse of this week's Torah portion, for us to meditate upon, and then connect it to the great mitzvah, the great commandment of tzedakah. How does it apply to the Israelite, and how does it apply for the Noahide? So it says in the very first verse of this week's parsha, which I believe starts on the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Devarim. It says the following, I'll read it in Hebrew. It's chapter 11, verse 26. Re'eh anochi noten ifnechem hayom bracha uklala. See that I have given before you this day a blessing and a curse. The next verse instructs us, Et ha-bracha asher tishmu'u el mitzvotai adonoi Elohechem asher anochi mitzvah etchem hayom, and the blessing that you will listen and hearken to, which are the commandments, the means of connection to the Most High, the creator of all creation, source of time, who is the source and way above, past, present, and future simultaneously, who empowers space, time, and soul to occupy this physical world, who is your creator, that I am commanding you this day, in Moshe, the mighty Levite prophet, in this week's Torah portion, the beginning of the first two verses, is instructing us that although he is the one passing on the commands as the prophet, so to speak, the steward, some say he was like a king in those days, although he was commanding Israel in the days, the weeks before he would pass on to the next level of life after his 120 years upon this earth, that what he was commanding Israel were the commandments of the Most High. Now, one of the commandments, blessed souls, is the commandment of tzedakah, charity. The word tzedakah is a word which, in its root, is connected to the concept of tzedek, of righteousness. So we might say, well, is it possible that righteousness is a human concept, a human philosophy? Well, we can turn to one of the Psalms of one of the prophets of Israel, and actually one of the early kings of Israel, one of the first early ones, was King David himself, who actually revealed two qualities about the Most High, and one of them, when we identify a quality with the Almighty of who he is, that means that we just can't pinpoint and say that's all he is, but he is the source of this. So in chapter 145, verse 17, and I'll read it in the Hebrew, Tzadik Adonai b'chol derochav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. That righteous is the Almighty in all his ways, and he is pious or magnanimous in all of his deeds. So the idea of a tzaddik is the one who is a righteous person, is someone who is involved in righteous deeds. And one of those righteous deeds is tzedakah, charity, which is translated into English. Now, when people think about righteousness, blessed souls, sometimes they get a little intimidated and say, well, that's only for the select few, it's an elite group of people. The Torah wants us to understand, blessed souls, that doing the right thing is righteous. And the way we were blessed, coming out of that ancient ark, and then the seven covenants that were made with all of mankind, Brithim covenants, seven covenants were made coming out of the ancient ark, and also the various Brithim covenants that were made with Israel, are all a sense of empowerment to every living and breathing human soul to want to make that commitment to do what is right. And one of them is those acts of tzedakah, which we understand as charity. Now, one example of one city, Petropolis, that did not relate very well to the concept of giving to others was the metropolis of Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is brought down in the Talmudic tractate, which you can read in the Aramaic or Hebrew, and you can also get in English today. As far as I know, the entire Talmudic text has been translated, and you can go there and see for yourself in the Talmudic tractate of Sanhedrin, which relates to the oral Torah tradition of how the High Court of Israel, which is not established now, but we will be established in the days, the righteous Mashiach, our righteous Messiah, direct descendant of David and Solomon, Kings David and Solomon, Ari Yishol Yehuda, the Lion of Judah. Okay. Will reinstate a high court to assist, not just in the judgment, but in the education of not only the masses of Israel, but the masses of humanity who will come to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem at that time. So one of the things that this tractate, Talmudic tractate, relates about blessed souls is why, if we learn in Genesis, we learn the book of Genesis, we see it's written quite openly that the metropolis, the municipalities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Now in those cities, like in most cities, unfortunately, even to this day, they practice idolatry. And in those cities, Talmud relates, they were involved in forbidden sexual relations, primarily adultery and other acts which are not natural to the human condition, but unfortunately, forces have arisen throughout the ages to fool the masses to think that other deviant types of sexual relations, aside from adultery, are not only permissible because, after all, this is a passion of the flesh. Who can question and decree against the passion of the flesh? So the metropolis of Sodom and Gomorrah were actually in great rebellion against the Most High. However, that was not the cause for the divine decree of their total destruction to come. What caused the total destruction of the municipalities of Sodom and Gomorrah was the fact that they banned any practices of charity and kindness to the extreme, to the point where they punished people acting and carrying out acts of tzedakah. And there was one particular case that one young woman had offered food to a man who was in need of that food. And they caught her, and they convicted her, and they brought her to the center of the city, the municipalities, and there was a public torture to the point her soul left her body. She died because they poured honey on her, and she was attacked by a swarm of bees and bitten to death. Now, as well, we see that in another generation before the generation of Sodom and Gomorrah, there was another punishment meted out, particularly the generations of Noah, which was not punished because of not giving charity, but because their generation was rampant with theft, stealing one from the other. And of course, we are going to propose maybe something a little risque to suggest, but even if the generation continued to act in acts of theft, but if they had practiced acts of charity, perhaps that would have nullified the decree. Because theft is a logical obligation that a person should intrinsically know is not the right thing to do. And so, too, it is a logical thing to expect that people should be charitable, acting right, righteously with each other. In this seminal book by Rabbi Moshe Weiner, which is edited by Dr. Michael Schumann, PhD, the book is called The Divine Call, Blessed Souls. And this is a type of book that you can access by going to a local Judaica store, wherever you are in the world, or going online, and you can order it by typing in www.asknoah.org. And you can order this book, The Divine Code, and there are several places in the book where the obligation upon the act of charity is incumbent upon the nations of the world. Where do we see, as an example, that It is very important for the nations of the world to understand that giving charity, giving tzedakah, is vital towards their atonement. Just as certain sacrifices at once upon a time were vital for the atonement of Israel. One of the sources is the Talmudic tractate of Baba Basra, Daf Yud, page 10, second side, which again you can get in English, Blessed Souls, and see it for yourself. It says, just as the sin offering atoned for Israel, so too, tzedakah, charity, makes atonement for the nations of the world. Now, a fine example, blessed souls, of a Ben Noah, a blessed son of Noah, who engaged actively in the acts of charity tzedakah, was none other than Avraham Avinu, Abraham, the patriarch of Israel, who himself, from a halachic standpoint, although he's called a Hebrew, was in fact a Noahide. In fact, he was several generations removed from his great-great-great, probably several more times, great-grandfather, Noah, and he was from the seed of Shem, one of the three sons of Noah. So in a teaching in the Jewish law, according to the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, literally the orderly table where the oral traditions are laid out very clearly, in the section called Yoredeya, in the 247th chapter of the laws of Tzedakah, Hilchot Tzedakah, and also in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, another one of these sections of the Jewish Code of Law, the following teachings are expounded upon. There is to a person to place upon his heart that just as a person will request from the Holy One, blessed be He, every time, that he should reserve for him his livelihood, excuse me, and the Almighty should give with an open and wide hand in a freely kind way, he was called Chesed Chinam. So too, a person should ask from the Almighty to hear his supplications and requests. So therefore too, we who are empowered to help those who are poorer than us to hear the cries out and the supplications of the poor and to assist them. For the Almighty loves righteousness and justice and the kindnesses of the Most High fill the earth continually by the fact that we are continually being filled with the Ruach Chaim, the spirit of life. A person shouldn't think, how could I lack money to give a portion of it to the poor? Because that person should know, who questions the wisdom of giving charity to the poor, that ultimately the money that's been given to him is not really his or hers, but rather something which has been entrusted to him from the Holy One, blessed be He, in order that she should make with it and fulfill in it the desire of the Creator, that he should bestow this kindness upon another human soul who happens to be, hopefully for very fortunate, a small amount of time, being in a situation which is pressing, situation which is he or she is in need, and therefore helps that person. The concept of gemilah chasadim is something relevant to an Israelite and a Noahide. And this is the attribute of conducting oneself with kindness with all other creations. And this is the manner that causes a person to be favorable before the Most High. I'd like now, blessed souls, to read to you from something which is known as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a more condensed version of the traditions of Israel, which any member of the blessed children of Noach, Bnei Noach, one of the members of the nations, can fulfill beautifully as well, and they should intend that when they do these commandments, this commandment of tzedakah, charity, act of righteousness, that they should do it on the condition to receive reward. Ultimately, the reward for doing the commandment is the fact that we are connecting to the Most High. But as an additional perk, ask the Most High to guide you in a way that you should be rewarded with a higher consciousness to do more of these types of acts and empowered to do so, and then educate others to do it as well, especially in these times where so many people are lacking. So if you go to chapter 34, the halachot, the laws relating to tzedakah, we see, as it is written in Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 8, it is a positive mitzvah to give charity to the poor of Israel. And this is incumbent upon the Israelites toward the poor of Israel. And it says, you shall surely open your hand for him. And Leviticus 23:25-36, it says, quote, and your brother shall live with you, unquote. Elucidated, halacha, the law, whoever sees a poor man requesting help and turns away from him without giving him charity, violates a negative command, as it is written in Deuteronomy 15:7, do not close your heart or shut your hand from your poor brother. I think someone's chiming in. Let's see who it is. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Doug. Yep. It's Laszlo.
Laszlo from California, my blessed brother.
Hey, brother. Very nice show. Very amazing. Continue. I've got a bunch of questions for you.
Okay. Well, we've only got about 7 minutes. That means we'll have to do part three next Friday before Shabbat. I just want to let everyone clear that this is Laszlo Sontag from California. It's a wonderful radio show called Talking Infinity, because he has simple faith, Amuna Pshuta, that's where all blessed human souls are going, is talking about infinity, because we're living within the blessed wisdom and desire and countenance and mercy and kindness of the infinite one, the Inko Buruchu. But Laszlo, where I was going with this is that it says in Deuteronomy 15:7, quote, do not close your heart or shut your hand from your poor brother, unquote. Charity is the sign of the descendants of our patriarch Abraham, and it says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, quote, for I know him that he will command his children to perform tzedakah. I'd just like to read the next paragraph, and then we can hopefully have another 4 or 5 minutes to talk. So the throne of Israel will not be established, and true faith will not stand except through tzedakah. As it says in Isaiah 54:14, quote, I shall be established through tzedakah, unquote. Giving tzedakah, giving charity, supersedes all the sacrifices, as it says in Proverbs 21:3, the performance of tzedakah and judgment, of charity and judgment, will be more desirable for the Most High than the altar. And it also says in Isaiah 1:27, Israel will be redeemed only through tzedakah. There's in Isaiah 1:27 that Zion, Zion will be redeemed through judgment, and those who return to her through tzedakah. A person will never become poor because of giving tzedakah, nor will any evil or damage come through tzedakah. As Isaiah 32:17 says, the work of tzedakah is peace. Whoever shows mercy will have mercy shown upon him. As Deuteronomy states 13:18, quote, will grant you mercy, have compassion on you, and make you flourish. In contrast, the lineage of anyone who is cruel is a matter of question as to if they are truly a member of the nation of Israel. So, Laszlo, chime in. What are your thoughts, questions, and concerns about these teachings? Hello? Laszlo?
Can you hear me?
Well, it sounds like we... Yeah. You said something. I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I've got a question. One question for you. What else is considered to be charity? Is helping out a brother spiritually or helping out a brother mentally considered to be a charity? And also,
yes,
we have a law that 10% of our income should go to charity. Now, 10% of our knowledge, could it be go to charity also? How would you define this? You know, if somebody doesn't have any income, like somebody's, let's say, a holy man, holy roller, and that's all he does. He's, let's say, a rabbi. His charity, what's his charity?
Okay. First of all, the charity, of course, we know starts in the heart.
Yes.
Because, and in the brain, because we're getting life freely from the Most High. So when a person doesn't have the means economically, but they do have the time to empower other human beings with their countenance, with their words of encouragement, with their counsel, certainly, as long as they're not upsetting the balance with the other aspects of their life, that would also be in the category of not just tzedakah, righteous, an act of righteousness, but gemil chesodim, an act of kindness. Actually, you know, to really get into the pinpoint analysis of the difference and the similarities between righteousness, act of righteousness, tzedakah, and gemil chesodim is really, again, that's another program. But if you can help someone, and you know what, maybe I'll do like this. I will delineate 7 levels of charity very quickly. But you know what, I'll say this. I'll have to talk about this next week. The highest form of charity, according to Rambam, who you're familiar with, is to strengthen the hand of poor by giving a loan. So maybe a person doesn't have the money, but they can co-sign on a loan, or they can be the guarantor of the loan, or training a person out of the person's poverty. And we have a teaching in Torah, Laszlo, that ain't on the elevator. Who is truly the poor person? The person who is lacking knowledge. What type of knowledge? Knowledge of Torah, knowledge of self, knowledge of how to conduct oneself in society, knowledge of how to build relationships within themselves. Because every person, before they build a relationship with anyone else, has to build a relationship with themselves in the Most High, and then hopefully, you know, vibe out and connect with other people. So if a person doesn't have the means, but they do have the means of helping a person in other ways, that would be considered an act of charity, of tzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. Very quick, we'll get down to 2 minutes. The Baba Terebi, may his merits, the remembrance of him be for merit for all of us and all the nations of the world. You know, this is a man up until the age of almost 90 years old who spent many Saturday afternoons, Shabbat. He didn't get a salary for it. He would spend hours and hours encouraging thousands and thousands of Jews and occasionally those who know would come to his gathering to talk about why we should believe in God. So to educate people as Abraham did, our forefather, and Isaac did, and Jacob, and all the people that came after him, all the prophets, educating people about the Most High isn't for sure an act of charity, because we're educating a person how to become appreciative of the Ruach and the spirit of life within them. Yeah, so we have about 1 minute. You want to make any remarks, questions? Maybe we can just save it for next week to go into deeper. Anything you want to chime in on with? Vasco, are you there?
I'm here. Save it for next week, Don.
Okay. I think we did 90 seconds. So listen, I want to thank you for chiming in. And do you have a show coming up on Talking Infinity?
Yes, sure, we will. I have to bring up myself to organize myself into that momentum. I want to make a radio show with Joseph Israel, and also the Tuesday shows with you. But Tuesdays are Torah class for me, so I gotta have to switch that to probably Wednesdays. And as soon as we have that done, Wednesdays.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mean to be rude. I want to quickly chime in. I want to give you an example of tzedakah you did with me, of charity you did with me. You empowered me to start this show. You guided me how to work the soul book. So right there, so every second of Torah that I am meriting in my own little humble efforts to share with other blessed listeners or caller-inners, so to speak, in the future, all that is connected with the charity you did with me to educate me and to make me aware of how to spread Torah through the internet, through this blessed channel, Block Talk Radio. I see we got about 18 seconds left. So I wish you Shabbat Shalom. I'll try to call you later. Blessed souls, guns, as you've been signing up. Ahabachad, one love. Goyal Echad. One destiny will come up for all of us in a pleasant, peaceful way. For everyone, universal. Shabbat Shalom eternally. That's low.